This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
So a reckoning indeed is coming. It's coming. And we've been waiting for far too long to have accountability in our government. Business as usual just isn't working for working families anymore. So this team that President Trump has assembled and put together, I am excited for them to get to work. I'm excited for a golden age of America, and I am excited for accountability finally to make its way to our nation's capital. I yield back, Mr. President.
Senator Eric Schmidt, ready for the golden age in America. And the only really way that I can follow up with that is to read Mad Scientist's comment here on YouTube that said, "What happened to Ryan?"
Yeah, no big reveal today. Just straight into the show.
He drove his semi-truck here. That's pretty exciting.
We call it a diesel.
I bet we do.
Yeah, we in our community.
We're talking about the same thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about it. Talking about the truck that I drove in.
Yeah.
And it's an 18-wheeler in other parts of the country, but I have a new face.
It's a good one.
I don't know. You're saying that because we're on air and you want people to go see it, but it is not that good.
I think you're saying that because we're on air and you want people to come see it. Today is haircut day. Ryan has made good on his commitment to shave his beard, and we said that he could leave his mustache or... You know, did you shave here on your chin?
Yeah.
I said you couldn't have your goatee.
I didn't shave it with a razor. I shaved it with clippers, so it's probably why it looks like a little stubbly still, but... It's all gone.
I got to look at you for 3 hours.
I know. Oh gosh.
When you walked in, what did I say to you?
Oh, it's not that bad. Because everybody had told you ahead of time that it was that bad.
I can't even repeat how Trisha described it to me.
She was not happy.
She was offended.
Most people are. My wife and kids hate looking at me.
So pause right there. Last week, as you know, we were raising funds for the Lutheran Elementary School Association. We raised $16,500, and that got us the $10,000 match. So we now have an Annie Fry Show scholarship for St. Louis kids, Missouri and Illinois side, to be able to access Lutheran education. Wonderful. Amazing. Didn't really think we were going to get to the goal, so we made a little bit of a risky bet on Thursday that Ryan would shave his beard, and we said he could leave his mustache in whatever fashion he chose, and that Ryan would be able to cut my hair. So as we have determined that haircutting on the radio is not the best radio,
right,
but we do want to do it live so you can see it actually happening. So we're going to do the haircutting on the YouTube live stream right after we finish the Be or Not the Bee segment that starts at 12:45. So we're
okay.
Going to do Be or Not the Bee in the normal Wiggins America segment, and then Ryan is going to take this brand new cutting shears that my husband purchased last night from Walmart and he's going to cut an inch off of my hair, and we'll do it live on the YouTube broadcast. So join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go subscribe while you're there. You need to subscribe for 5 minutes before you can comment, so it'd probably be good to just go subscribe right now, and then you can join the chat. Lots of people there. I want to talk a lot today about Doge efforts, and you guys have done such a great job while I've been out covering the rapid pace of news. I was sitting like a schoolgirl, all snuggled up in my lazy boy chair watching Fox News like I was watching the Super Bowl.
I'm actually glad to hear that.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking, like, because my husband had to stay home Wednesday because our dog had to go to the vet. And it was a must-go-to-the-vet situation. And so he had stayed home to take Rosie in. And I was like, I'm just sitting at home. I feel like I should play Fortnite or something fun. And I just sat and watched Fox News all day. That was my activity of choice. And there's just so much happening. And Doge, we're not even scratching the surface on what they're actually accomplishing for our future economy.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I wonder how many people are like you right now. You know, we do news, so I'm like, we're really not a great subset of the population. We're already plugged in all the time.
We're the nerds.
Yeah, but I would figure that a lot of people who listen to 97.1, and really even beyond just, you know, the 97.1 typical crowd, are fascinated with what's happening right now. We're talking about major, major governmental, almost cultural change, and it is happening so fast that I can't get enough of it.
Dave on YouTube says, "Hey, I'm a truck driver, not that ugly." The truck drivers.
Well, that's not funny.
That's a matter of perspective.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Dave, well, I was going to say you and me, buddy, but you just separated us, so I can't say you and me.
I know Dave. He's a very handsome-looking guy.
Oh, nice for him.
So I'm watching the Doge stuff, and, I mean, really, you could, if somebody said, we can only show you one side of what's going on, the left or the right. If I only saw the left reacting to what is going on in the news right now, I would be more excited about what was actually taking place than if I actually saw the details of what was happening from the right. These people are in end-stage TDS.
Oh, yeah.
It's not pretty. It's not a good look. Speaking of not good looks.
They can't figure out what to scream about.
They're so profane.
They're yelling.
They're so nasty. I mean, I was thinking on the way in, I know you guys played that montage of people freaking out, and it's all the usual suspects with a few new ones just sprinkled in there. I kind of wish, we need to talk to FCC Chairman Carr about this. I kind of wish that if a congressperson, if an elected official is saying it publicly, that we didn't have to bleep it out.
I don't think it works that way.
I think that people should see. I think they should be consumed in their natural state.
Like a zoo.
Well, if they want to act like rabid animals, they certainly can. I mean, Chuck Schumer up there, what a nerd. Like, what a goober. You're past your time. Like, if we had Mitch McConnell out there leading this, shame on us.
Yeah, right.
When you've got Elizabeth Warren out there and she's talking like it's so bad. It's like, oh, I don't want to listen to more of that. And then you get the rest of these individuals up there and they're foul mouth language, screaming, hooting and hollering and pounding on the podium that they're at. I don't need to see Elizabeth Warren yelling at me like that. I don't need to see it. It doesn't make me go, she's really serious about this. Now I think I might lean in and pay some attention. And then you look over and it's like, what is it that they're so mad about? And you look at all the crazy things, Sesame Street in Iraq. You mad, bro? Like that, you're that mad about these things? And they'll say, well, no, it's not about that. Well, then get on board for the things that they're cutting that are good to be cutting. And then highlight the things that are bad. You're mad because Trump is succeeding. And it's even more infuriating that people across the political aisle are looking at this going, what else can you find? We want to know more. Is it true that Elon Musk bought ads in the Super Bowl?
I haven't seen it.
Have you seen the report?
I've seen the report that he was going to, but
I'm pretty sure that this might be a grassroots effort to get him to do it.
Maybe so.
That Elon Musk is spending $40 million to run 3 ads during the Super Bowl that explain stuff that Doge is finding. Specifically USAID. This is not something that was on the radar. Like when we start cutting spending, how are we going to do that? Well, you just kind of think about this, that, and the other thing that we've heard, like, oh, this budget could probably be cut. Yeah, there's probably bloat and bureaucracy in the defense budget. Like, I'm sure there's smart cuts that can be made there. We're ready to do everything. USAID is just like hiding in the bushes.
Yeah, this wasn't even on the radar.
Not my radar, and I've got a pretty in-tune radar as far as civilian news watchers go. And this is like the jackpot. This is like finding a whole special world when you're playing Super Mario Brothers. It's like, what is this star land?
It goes beyond level 8.
It's the warp whistle.
Yeah, and the Democrats have wanted it that way for a long time. I'm very curious. If Politico loses $8 million+ in subscriptions, can Politico just handle an $8 million blow? Maybe they can.
Good question. Everybody's asking that question.
Can how many of these other places? Why is nobody spending $8 million and subscribing to the Annie Fry Show? That's not happening. How do I buy those followers and subscribers?
I think we need to get in touch with USAID.
Better heard.
Although there are a lot less employees to talk to now.
Hmm. I just got to tell you, sitting at home, watching the news, I find myself physically in the privacy of my own house with a King Charles Spaniel on my lap and an Australian Shepherd on the armchair next to me, smiling ear to ear, just watching the news. And yes, there are people who are just in complete and total panic over all of this. But it's all the right people. So when you're tuning into it and you're seeing them react in the way they are, it's just like, I'm not terribly sad about this.
And when you see people reacting like that and you try to rationalize why, it makes a lot more sense when you go, oh, it's not because they're cutting government fraud or government spending, even if it's not fraud. It's because they finally found the golden goose that's been funding a whole lot of the things on the left. And they got through 4 years of Trump, and amazingly, he didn't get it the first time. And this time, they knew right where to look.
It does make me think, though, that he knew a lot of these things that he has implemented from the jump make me feel like he knew about a lot of it, and they were trying to figure out how to get it done. So then you sat him in a corner for 4 years and was like, go think about what you've done. And you know what he did? He didn't think about what he's done. He thought about what he would do. And then he assembled all the people and all the documentation. I mean, we interviewed a host of people from the America First Policy Institute who said the entire time that they are, like, their whole purpose is to make it so that the next president of the United States, who's an America First president, whether that's Donald Trump or anybody else, on day one is ready to go with every legal document in hand to do everything America First possible. And they, I feel like, in saying that, they were even sandbagging a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we said, you know, I remember Hogan Gidley being on the show with us, and he's like, I asked him, how rapid pace is this going to be once Donald Trump takes the oath of office? And he's like, It's going to be wild. It's going to be so much, so fast. People will have their heads spinning. And that is exactly what happened, because they prepared for it. If you had Democrats out there, and there are some, John Fetterman is one of them. If you have Democrats out there who are saying, why would we be funding fill in the blank here? We shouldn't be funding that. We shouldn't be funding that when we have veterans sleeping, homeless on the streets of our country, whether they're dealing with, you know, mental health issues or drug addictions or whatever. Like, can we not take the Iraq Sesame Street dollars and help veterans who are in our country? Can we help children? Can we fund adoptions for those children who are unwanted in the homes that they were born into? You want to, Democrats, you want to keep spending money? Are you seriously not going to shake your fists at the sky when you find out that American tax dollars are going to pay for, what was it, cement factories near Hamas in Gaza or something like that? What? Come on. Show a little bit of spine, a little bit of integrity. Nothing is ever all completely right and all completely wrong. If you think that everything that Elon Musk is uprooting here are dollars that should be spent, that's fantastic. Shout it from the mountaintops, because you're going to lose your jobs in 2026 and in 2028. I can't even put into words how entertaining this is to watch.
It's funny, because before Trump took office, and even in the last couple of weeks, we've been going, man, I just hope they're able to find corruption, because they're going to shred all these documents and find, oh, all you have to do is follow the money. Why did that not occur to me? That's what they're doing now. And it's like you said, it's probably the tip of the iceberg.
When Donald Trump began this maneuver, I don't think Elon Musk is going to be around for 4 years doing these types of things. But it is we're weeding the entire garden right now. We're going all in. It's like a controlled burn of sorts. We're taking everything out. And we're going to put back in only what is necessary. And I can only imagine that the focus where tax dollars are re-implemented, when you take out all of the people who were lining their pockets, we talked to Jim Carafano, Tuesday, I talked to Jim Carafano, I was here for that, right? And he was talking about NGOs, Catholic Charities, all of these like entities that probably started off with a good cause. Now they only exist to take in the money that the government gives them and sustain that. The charity is only a helpful thing to put into their name. It's not the purpose for which they serve. They serve the purpose of existence. And they do it on your taxpayer dollar. Imagine the amount of money that gets put into the Catholic Charities entity like that. Or maybe Catholic Charities has a reckoning and gets their act together and starts actually benefiting America first and not its own self, its own existence. Then maybe that, I mean, to me, that's a little R resurrection story that would be championed in my mind. There's so much awakening that can happen right now. And we've been fat and happy, drunk at the wheel, all of those things for so long without any actual knowledge of how big and bad the problem was. And it's all being laid to bear right now. And we get to watch every bit of it. The transparency is, that's really the thing that makes it exciting.
If you're listening to the Annie Fry Show, if you're listening to 97.1 and you can't get enough of it, just know we're with you. We can't get enough of this right now.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Are you watching the Super Bowl? Yes, go Chiefs. Yes, go Eagles. Yes, but you're indifferent, or no? And in full disclosure, a week ago, I was going to make this the poll on Thursday. And then I looked at Ryan. I'm like, is the Super Bowl this weekend? And he's like, no. And I was like, ah, crap, scratch that. But it is Sunday, right? It's the Sunday, right?
No, next week.
Oh, God, I did it again.
Yeah, I did it again.
I didn't put a date on when you're going to watch it.
That's in early March.
Let us know what you think. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Haircut at the top of the hour. Let's get back with some more discussion of the news when we come back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What they're doing is they are choosing illegal aliens over the safety and security of their own citizens and the men and women of law enforcement who are out there trying to protect their citizens. Not only did we sue today the city of Chicago, we sued the state of Illinois, we sued the mayor, we sued the governor, and we sued others. And let me be very clear, if you don't comply with federal law, you're going to be next.
So the new attorney general of the United States of America, Pam Bondi, is taking it to the state of Illinois. Like I said, when I'm watching the news, it's almost like it's personally for me. I feel seen by the Trump administration. I feel like I've been neglected. I feel like we've been looked over. And I feel personally targeted. Because of the apathy that people have. And then Donald Trump puts Pam Bondi in, and she's like, how about I sue every Democrat in the state of Illinois? And I'm like, for me?
Did she specifically say, we're doing this not just for America, but for downstate Illinois? Because if she did, then I could really see that.
Well, I feel very much so like J.B. Pritzker is pushing back in the most, like, sound clip kinds of ways, because he wants to run for president. I still think he's the delusional progressive left who thinks that he's going to say and do all the things. Listen, he does not consider himself one of the people. He isn't. He has a Scrooge McDuck vat of gold doubloons that he swims in leisurely, and he does not understand what it's like to be, John Smith in Southern Illinois. He doesn't understand what that means. He also knows and does not care. He thinks that he can make it rain in all of the right places, and that will be enough for at least the people in Chicago to continue to deal with his bullcrap. And I don't know that it is. Even Gavin Newsom, the fires have really taken out Gavin Newsom's ability to play with political pettiness. He cannot be seen right now having a political slap fight with Donald Trump, because that would be the most self-serving thing he could do. Plus, if he wants to run for president in in 2028, he has to take care of his own backyard immediately and sufficiently. Otherwise, he's done. I was going to say toast, but I felt like that was bad form.
Yeah, I think you made the right decision there,
Annie. I was going to say toast, and then I was going to say cooked, and I was like, that can't work.
So I thought you were going to say done. The initials of something like S-O, luck.
Oh, crap out of luck.
Crap out of luck.
I think that J.B. Pritzker is posturing. Maybe he's running a front right now. He's the blocker for the Democratic Party to get their act together in the background. And so he's doing all of these front-facing things and kind of leading the charge, because he seems like he's leading the charge of the resistance against Donald Trump. He's the most prominent Democrat out there, effectively making his sole purpose to be the anti-Trump movement. And he sucks. His policies suck. What he's doing, even the people, even the Democrats in Chicago are like, knock it off. We would like to be safe. We would like to be prioritized. We would like our taxpayer dollars to go fund us and not the people who you are saying, come to Illinois where we will protect you. The Republicans in the state house and the Senate, maybe, I think maybe all the Republicans have joined together, which is really something, because the Illinois Republicans in the General Assembly hate each other. They absolutely hate each other. They do not get along.
I did not know that.
Oh, man, they don't get along. Why can't we all get along, folks? They cannot get along. They have great differences in what they think needs to be done to get the state right. But they have come together and said, maybe we should stop providing enormous windfall healthcare benefits for illegal immigrants who are inviting to come to our state. Maybe we should stop there. It's like $3 billion or something like that.
Wow.
J.B. Pritzker is getting the pants sued off of him by Pam Bondi and the Trump administration. I have no idea where this is going to end up. I don't know where it's going to go, but I love that they're paying attention to the state of Illinois and not being like, whatever, we're not going to get the play there that we need. We're going to do the California, New York, New Jersey thing. I love it.
It seems like the Democrats that we're hearing the most from right now, the loud ones, the ones with the megaphones and the podiums, are the ones that, I keep going back to this because it's just the best example. After the Joe Biden / Donald Trump debate, they said Joe Biden won that debate. They're not rational thinkers. They're not critical thinkers. They're just partisan first and then everything else second. And so those people are the ones I think we're hearing the most from. It's the rest of the Democrats who are actually asking questions right now. Probably a lot of voters are going, okay, J.B. Pritzker, I may have voted for you, but explain to me why you're defending illegal immigrants right now. Because I understand that you're doing it, but I don't know why you're doing it.
I wonder if J.B. Pritzker is going to lose this. Whatever it is, the legal fight will go to the top. It'll go as far as it possibly can, which could take some time. But I feel like he's so accustomed to getting his way. He's incredible bully. There is nothing about J.B. Pritzker's vision for the state of Illinois that syncs with mine. He's an absolute unmitigated disaster for the state. He's had two terms. His second term will be up in 2026. There are no term limits. J.B. Pritzker could absolutely run for governor once again. I've heard people suggest that they're waiting for Dick Durbin to say that he doesn't want to be governor to see what happens after that. If you remember, the last time J.B. Pritzker went and ran for re-election, he didn't announce that he was running for a re-election until very, very late. He did, however, stick $50 million of his own money in his PAC. The time is now for Illinois to ride this wave of people looking desperately anywhere for common sense. The time is now for Illinois to get their act together, for the Republicans in the state that are elected, and there are not a lot of them. They are in the super minority. They did not lose any seats in this last election, but they failed to gain any, even though the state went +8 Trump. compared to where they had been before. An 8-point shift in support of Donald Trump. And if you see the things that Donald Trump is focusing on right now, safety, security, legal immigration, cutting spending, eventually he's on the front porch of trying to shape up our education system. These are the types of things that will resonate in Chicago. And you only have to win, I think, the number off the top of my head, I'm not 100% sure, but the number on the top of my head is, if Republicans can win 22% of Cook County, they can win the statewide election.
Wow.
I think there's 22% of Cook County right now up for grabs. If you're on message, if you're the right person for the job, if you bring a sense of positivity and hope for the way forward, everybody who is in Illinois understands how Illinois is. It just is the way it is. You have to make people believe, and I truly believe this, you have to make people believe that the way Illinois is isn't the way it has to be. That there is something, you know, you're not going to win the state of Illinois by campaigning as a lead issue on outlawing abortion. You're just not going to do it. But you will save babies by not electing the next psycho far left liberal lunatic to be the governor in the state of Illinois. You will protect babies by having a likely pro-choice, anti-abortion stance when it comes to how you govern the state of Illinois. You can save babies that way. And you can make a strong concerted effort to make Illinois the place where children are adopted. If you're a child in the state of Illinois and you don't have a loving home, make Illinois the state where those children are prioritized so that they find loving homes. Lean on the private sector. Lean on the religious communities. And I'm not just talking about Christian religious communities. The religious communities who have a purpose that is greater than themselves. Lean on them to help facilitate these adoptions. Lean on community groups that are non-for-profit who care about the future of these children's lives more than they care about worshiping at the almighty altar of abortion. Give those people the opportunity to prioritize adoption and understand that in the state of Illinois, if you want to win, you can't win on outlawing abortion, because you will take that stance to the end of the election and you will not be a winner. And then the far, far left person will end up being there. But you can campaign on common sense economics. You can campaign on the idea that police should be supported. You can campaign on the idea that taxpayers and citizens should be prioritized. You can campaign on the idea of bringing business to the Midwest, right on the Mississippi River, where we have the perfect place for business to be rooted, right here in the middle of the country. So many opportunities right here in this great state with some of the best soil in the actual world exists right here in our land. You can campaign on that, and you could win on that. And the wave, the Donald Trump wave, is washing right through the state of Illinois. Don't miss that wave. Illinois is worth it. St. Louis, you should want Illinois to get their act together. Because if, I don't know why this doesn't happen, but if somebody would take what is going on the east side of the Mississippi River, right here from downtown St. Louis, and invest attention and effort and money into making that a business metropolis, would that not make downtown St. Louis, Missouri better? It certainly would. I contest that Illinois has the better view of St. Louis and the St. Louis Arch. Invest in it. Build it. Find people who want to come here and make something here, instead of just relegating it to the place where Democrats only send their election officials, the people who work for their campaign. Democrats don't even go to these places during election season because they think they are a lock. They send their people to do it. Those people from Washington Park, they've been in our studio and told us how they do not come to talk to them to win those elections. They send people. They're like, here's who you're going to vote for. They hand them a card. That's who you're supposed to vote for. That's how much those people are taken for granted. Do like Kevin Schmidt does, the state representative in the East St. Louis area, in the 114th maybe. Do like Kevin Schmidt does and go show up and knock on people's doors. It doesn't matter what color skin he has or what color skin they have. Everybody's issues matter and they should be heard. Kevin Schmidt shows up for those people and they elected him. You get 22% or whatever the specific number is in Cook County and hustle your ass off down here in Southern Illinois. And do something for the state of Illinois that brings it back. The whole Midwest won't know what to do with themselves if Illinois gets its act together. They will have no idea how to handle Illinois becoming a forefront leader when it comes to business, economics, safety, security, education, and the whole lot. It's worth it. It's doable. But now is the time. Donald Trump has made it the time. And J.B. Pritzker looks like a stooge more than he ever has before. Again, like it was personally for me.
It was.
Thanks, Trump. And Pam Bondi. Quick break when we come back. Be or not the bee. And then in the break, after be or not the bee, Ryan's going to cut my hair. That's actually happening.
And I'm going to close my eyes and do it.
You are not going to close your eyes and do it. 1 inch, buddy. 1 inch. We'll be right back.
Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins.
The bee or not the bee.
All right, these are a series of stories, some of them from the Babylon Bee, which would mean they were satire, some of them real. I will read the headline. You got to tell me which one is which.
I almost sent you one, and then I'm like, well, if I send it to him, he won't use it. But I'm excited.
I wonder if I have that one.
I'm excited to see if it's in the mix.
All right, tell me if this is real or not. Attendees at furry convention warned not to harass other species.
Oh, no. Well, I am a furry correspondent.
Mm-hmm. I would figure you would have already known about this if it were real.
Correspondent, folks, not participant.
Yeah, you cover it.
I've been near it.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Annie on this one. I think this is real.
This is real. The statement that they put out,
convention
in Scotland says, harassment of any kind is not tolerated based on race, gender, or sexuality, or fandom-specific characteristics such as the maker of an individual's fursuit or the species of someone's...
What does it even mean?
Fursona.
Fursona! Fursona!
Uh-huh.
Fursona!
You can't harass people based on the species of someone's fursona.
What can you harass them for? Because I have a few
I think nothing.
Things to say.
I don't think you can harass them for anything, unless they were conservative. Think about it.
I know. If I think this long, I shouldn't say it.
How can you say it in which we would accept it?
Why are they furries? That's just the open answer.
They enjoy it. I think there's something deeply enjoymenting about it.
Is it all sexual?
I don't think it is.
I don't think it's all.
But they have. See, here's part of the story that's.
I know
very
that
they,
I know
cause
from
disturbing.
My research and my correspondence. I know that they're at furry conventions, and just so you know. I am a St. Louis Cardinals baseball fan, and I flew to Pittsburgh with my husband to watch the Cardinals. The Cardinals play the Pirates over the 4th of July weekend. We went and watched the game at PNC on July 4th, and that coincides with a furry convention that I didn't know, and I rode on an airplane with somebody who was in full furry costume.
Mm-hmm.
There are when I was researching like why is this happening?
Are you a furry?
That's not what I researched. Just like why are there furries? And it turned out this convention was going on. So then I looked at the because I was on an airplane, so I had time to go. And I looked, and there were like areas you go for that were like 18 plus only mature events, and I just stopped looking. So I don't know the full answer to that, but why?
Well, I think there is something, little ears warning, of course, here. There is something a little bit sexual that is going on no matter what. Because part of the warning that this Scotland furry convention they issued was that you can't discriminate based on species, but attendees are also warned against promoting bestiality and child pornography. Going to state the obvious here, the article says. It says, if you're at an event which has to warn attendees against promoting those things, you might be at the wrong event.
Gross.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Next one. World Health Organization warns Trump funding cuts may delay release of new pandemic.
B.
I'm going to say
it's
the B.
This is the B. Quote... And that would be terrible, the organization said in a statement. We've got a cool name for it and everything. According to WHO officials, the next pandemic is expected to be a real doozy and lead to creative new policies like standing exactly 28.5 feet away from other people, wearing masks over your ears, and burning down churches.
Oh.
But now, at the rate American policies are changing, the pandemic may never even happen. Next one. Trump becomes first fascist in history to reduce size of government.
B.
This is the B. What only time will tell, but Trump must have something extremely nefarious up his sleeve if he's doing fascism by making government smaller, said Lee Glide Jennings, who teaches several classes on the history of fascism at Harvard. It's entirely unlike every other fascism in history at this point. I'm just waiting to see how he's going to wind up instituting a fascist dictatorship by carefully picking apart the government bureaucracy.
Ron, on the YouTube channel, comments, I like Ryan's Fu Manchu mustache.
Thanks. I like Ron's comment. Next one. Alex Soros suddenly concerned about unelected shadow government.
Oh, false. False. B. That wouldn't be real.
B.
Nope, not at all.
Oh, you guys missed the mark on that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is a real story. The son of George Soros thinks we should be really concerned about an unelected billionaire donor getting access to the federal government.
Mm.
On Monday, and here's how we know, he shared a post by Chuck Schumer sounding the alarm that, quote, an unelected shadow government is conducting a hostile takeover of the federal government.
I am shocked.
You guys, yeah, I'm sorry, but you were both wrong. Yeah, that was real. That was real. All right, here's the one that I thought maybe you were going to send me. You can tell me. Well, I just kind of gave it away, didn't I?
Real.
Lego blocks can be anti-LGBT.
I've seen that headline, or maybe someone talked about it. That's real.
Yeah, it is real.
That's not the one.
It's not?
No.
Yeah, the Science Museum of London faced backlash on social media after a display claiming that Lego blocks can be anti-LGBTQ. The guide states that the plastic bricks may push the norm of heterosexuality.
Why? Why?
Well, it explained that people often look at Lego bricks as having male or female parts, which are used to mate with each other when they stack them. This is, the quote, this is heteronormative, the guide responded.
How do they know which were the male and female parts?
It's however the blocks were feeling that day.
Well, maybe if they took the time to sit down and talk to them for once in a while, then they would know.
That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Late night comedians excited they can make jokes about the president again.
Not the B?
I'm going to call it the B.
It is the B. Quote, it's been so long since I told a joke about the president, mused a visibly introspective Seth Meyers. I'm not sure I know how to do it anymore. Trump was sworn in as president again, a laughing Jimmy Fallon said during a Monday night monologue on The Tonight Show. This makes him both the 45th and 47th president. Now, it's true. Have you heard this? He's going to be in the Hall of Presidents twice now. The networks believe the jokes are bound to improve.
Do you want to hear mine?
Did you come up with a joke?
I have an
article. Oh, your article.
I have jokes. I don't announce them like you do.
Oh, I thought you were saying, I have a joke.
Yeah, that's the way I go. That's the way. That's how I work.
Okay, let's hear your article.
This is in the New York Post. This is real. Okay. This is one I thought you might pick up. Michigan State representative reveals she voluntarily sterilized herself to avoid pregnancy under Trump.
Real. Yeah, I did see that.
The shocking admission by Representative Pahutsky, 36, was made during a rally at the Michigan Capitol where protesters voiced their opposition to Trump's return to power last month. She said, "Just under 2 weeks ago, I underwent surgery to ensure that I would never have to navigate a pregnancy in Donald Trump's America."
Yeah. I almost chose this, but I figured you had seen it. That's why I didn't choose it.
"I refuse to let my body be treated as currency by an administration that only sees value in my ability to procreate." Listen, if you're giving your body over to people specifically only for the ability to not procreate, who's treating your body like currency?
Mm.
And also, how is she doing this just for 4 years?
I don't know. It depends on it.
If you know
people who are questioning how serious this is, I'm going to repeat myself. A sitting government official opted for voluntary sterilization because she was uncertain she'd be able to access contraception in the future. What is wrong with these people? I truly hope that she never gets into a situation where she wants to have a child.
Yeah.
It's so sad to do that and delusional.
Last one, because, and I saved it for last because it's the hardest one. Babylon Bee announces $36,000 a month pro subscription for USAID-funded government agencies.
Bee?
I think they really did it.
It's the bee, but is it real?
I think it's real.
What world are we living in now? Did they actually make this? So far as I can find, they did not actually do this.
All right, on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, I'm getting the scissors out. It is time to make good. I'm going to let Ryan Wiggins cut an inch off of my hair, and we're going to do it live on the Annie Fry YouTube channel right now. Don't go away. We've got what I missed in the next segment, and we probably missed a lot. Plus, ask us anything in the comments. We'll be right back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.